news, information, opinions, history, and most importantly, always real. This is Rant EM Radio. We are live, and I don't know if the song is supposed to end abruptly like that, but whatever. Welcome, everybody. Tuesday, Sunday, Monday, whatever it is. Sunday night, May the 4th, 2014. Welcome, everybody. You. What was that?
Be with you.
Yeah. Welcome, everybody, to WWE's Extreme Rules coverage here on Rant EM Radio. We are coming to you live on TuneIn Radio, rantemradio.com, Facebook, and various other platforms. My oh my, we got an interesting one in store for you tonight as the WWE Network currently is airing last year's Extreme Rules event from May 19th, 2013 in St. Louis, Missouri. And yeah, Double A as always being joined by Surfer.
Good evening.
And Tony C will be joining us tonight during the post show, so... So he's attending a function as we speak. So, he'll be with us during the post show.
He's with the little woman.
I guess so.
Well, you know, you got to take care of business. You know, if the woman say jump, you jump.
Once in a while, yeah, I guess you have to, right? Anyways, welcome once again. Like I said, we're going to be taking you right up to bell time as Extreme Rules comes to you from the Meadowlands. In East Rutherford, New Jersey, and the kickoff will be in about 25 minutes time with where we are going to call the action on something that I think the universe has been waiting for some time.
The Titans,
the WLC match between Hornswoggle and El Torito. It's going to be a barn burner. It's going to be a slobber knocker.
Match of the year candidate. Watch.
That's right. Here comes. I might as well give him the slammy now. And as I watch this match from last year between Triple H and Brock Lesnar, I just realized something. Brock has a tramp stamp. Guys in tramp stamps. That's terrible. Terrible.
It's a tramp stamp.
You don't know what a tramp stamp is?
I heard of it, but I'm not quite sure.
Tattoo on the lower back that the girls get.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He has one.
This probably was his wife's idea.
Yeah, but she doesn't have tattoos.
What's the difference between having the tattoo there and having your entire back tattooed?
No.
Right. If your entire back is tattooed, then the lower part is tattooed too.
No. It's different to have the entire back and then just having a random tattoo at the bottom. That's like
that is a bullseye.
Exactly, that's a bullseye.
Like you may not want women may not want guys to look at the behinds, but when you see that lower back tattoo, you can't help yourself.
That's just crazy. Anyways. Well, let's ask real first, what's going on with Surfer? How you feeling, sir?
Well, you know, on this Star Wars Day, I'm feeling good. I'm celebrating the holiday like every other Star Wars fan. You know, I got my Star Wars shirt on. And
there's a Star Wars Day.
Yeah, May the 4th. That's why I say be with you.
I just know May the 4th is my dad's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday to Papa A.
Yeah, happy birthday to Papa A. And he's no longer with us, but, you know, he's still celebrating. Anyways... But yeah, you know, that's the only May 4th I know.
Yeah, well, yeah, May 4th is Star Wars Day because May the 4th, and it's May the 4th be with you, May the 4th be with you. So they turned May 4th into Star Wars Day.
Ah. And tomorrow being the Cinco de Mayo, there's going to be a lot of lushes out there, so, yeah.
Now, how long they've been doing Cinco de Mayo in the United States?
Oh, I have no clue, sir. For probably before I was in diapers.
Because I just only heard of it, like, in the past few years, you know? It was like...
It's a drinking holiday. That's important.
But I'm saying, like, I didn't know it existed where people got drunk until, like, you know, 3-4 years ago.
And it's on a Monday. That doesn't mean anything, but... That just means there's going to be a lot of people missing work on Tuesday.
Is that the Corona day? Is that the day you drink a lot of Coronas?
Corona, or? Margaritas. You eat. I see we had fajitas already tonight, so we celebrated a little early, huh?
It's a tequila, right?
Yeah, margaritas is tequila.
No, I mean drinking tequila straight.
Oh, straight, yeah, sure. Sure. Anyways, let's get right into it because we're going to be talking about the matches, individual matches, giving our predictions, giving our thoughts leading up to this historic event. If you got any questions or you want to chime in on anything, the lines are open, 954-889-7268, AA The Rant, all one word on Skype. And of course, if you missed any of that, just look at your player because the phone number is scrolling across the screen. Wario doesn't drink Coronas because he says they piss in the stills. I guess that's why it's I've lost the taste for Corona.
Wait, who pisses in the stills?
Whoever makes the Coronas.
The workers.
The workers.
Come on now.
Look at that big toilet. You know, maybe I don't know.
I can't believe a big corporation would do something like that.
You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised. I'm sure there's far worse going on. Far worse. I guess we need to get started, right, on this coverage and talk about the various matches. And boy, a lot of interesting ones. And we do have the odds, by the way.
Don't
we do have
don't.
The odds for all the matches. I guess we'll start with the pre-show match. No longer called the kickoff, but that's fine by me. I never liked that term, kickoff. Oh, no, well, actually, they have it listed here as the kickoff. In a WLC match, El Torito versus 3MB member Hornswoggle.
Yes, for my prediction or who I want to win.
I'm asking for your predictions, seeing that it's only you and me on the air.
Well, I'm hoping Hornswizzle will win because if Torino wins, then it doesn't mean anything. But I want this feud to go on for several months leading up to a WrestleMania payoff. And the only way you're going to get that if it goes back and forth. But I get the feeling it's just going to be one-sided feud where somebody's going to get the horns all the time. And I expect some 3MB members to get gorged.
It's very possible. Now, here's the thing. We've been informed that there could be some other little people involved in this match.
More little guys. Huh? So we haven't had a colossal little man match since the King.
Since the Juniors.
Dunk.
But no, since the Juniors. Remember, there was a junior division for a while.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember? With Palmer Cannon? He was the network head?
I forgot.
How could you forget that?
Old age.
That's where we kind of discovered Hornswoggle. And then there was Little Boogie.
Okay.
And,
I think I remember Little Boogie.
And then there was a whole bunch of other little fellas that they used to wrestle in that division.
Oh, okay. I think it's coming back to me now.
They were exclusive to SmackDown.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But anyways, so yeah, I think we're going to see a lot of those. Pastor Sadell says Q-Max Mini. What else? What other? What other? There was Sky Lolo. Then there was. There was a whole bunch of other ones. There was a whole bunch of little fellas. Then there was a couple in WCW, if I'm not mistaken. You could have Rey Mysterio wrestle in this division and be the big show of it, you know? You know, you laugh. You laugh. And I that would be a great heel move for Mysterio. And, stand in 5'8".
Can't use El Torino. Not El Torino. Sin Cara anymore, because the Sin Cara they got now is too big.
I tell you, that wouldn't be... You know what? I think I'm going to have to call somebody up in Stanford. I'm going to have to call... Yeah, there was Little Beaver, Little Tokyo. Of course, the Haiti Kid, which Roddy took his hair.
Yeah, Haiti Kid's from way back in the day.
Yeah. Short sleeve Samson, which that's the name that I heard that will be appearing. He's from MCW, from the Hulk Hogan's Little People promotion. We'll have to see what happens, but yeah, I'd have to go with Mysterio and let's say a Mysterio El Torito match, you know. It'd be like Mysterio's being a bully to these little fellas, and you know, he's just a little guy, but no, he'd be the big show of the division. It makes sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
Finally, something good for Mysterio to do, and he'll get his comeuppance.
He's never been a heel, has he?
He was a heel for about 5 minutes in WCW.
Yeah, that don't count.
You know, but yeah, we'll have to see what happens. So you're going with Hornswoggle, you said.
Yeah, I'm a root for him.
But because he's old school, he's been around the longest.
Yeah, he should, you know, get a little respect.
I can't believe Hornswoggle's been around 8 years.
I thought he's been around longer.
No, he debuted in 2000 and. I want to say 2006, 2000, maybe 2007, but I think he debuted in 2006.
So he's really old school. I mean,
he's been around a while.
He's never been released at any of that time or brought back.
Nope. And look, now he's being pushed because that Leprechaun movie's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But whatever.
I couldn't believe that El Torito talked.
El Torito?
Yeah, he talks at Friday night.
I saw that. But he didn't talk. He said, "Hey, hey, hey, hold on 1 second." And then he said the rest of the promo in Spanish.
Still, I didn't think he could talk at all.
Yeah. Well, of course he can talk. He's not.
I thought he was a little bull. So
he's not a complete mute.
Because Hornswoggle didn't talk until last year.
Until he figured out he could talk. Mm-hmm. You know, but even then he didn't cut a big promo. Let's see. Wait a minute, hold on. Oh my god. Oh my god. Does anybody want some breaking news?
Yeah, go ahead.
We're going to have to start... I'm going to have to re-edit our breaking news sounder, but this is the new actual theme. This is a breaking news alert. We just got word what could happen during the WLC match.
Somebody could get hurt?
No, apparently it's hidden at ringside. And there is a mini announce table at ringside.
Woo! So they're going to bring in like a mini me to commentate or something? Or
Vern Troyer?
Or Game of Thrones?
Peter Dinklage?
Peter Dinklage, yeah.
I don't know, man. That's just a silly, don't you think?
Or the little black midget from Bad Santa.
Oh god!
I can see him showing up.
And Friday and all those other movies.
Oh yeah,
that he's been in. But yeah, I'm gonna tweet this. I'm not gonna tweet the picture. I'm gonna post the picture on the in the chat room. Let's see here. I'm going to post it. For those of you that are listening to us live, there's the picture. And it's in the chat room. By the way, if you're listening to us live and you want to be a part of the chat room, go to rantamradio.com right now. Sign up for the chat room. It's very simple. All you got to do is put your name and an email address, and you can chat with us during tonight's event, and of course the pre-show, the post-show, and all that stuff. Don't forget that if you can't and you want match results as they happen, follow us on Twitter at rantemradio. Match results as they happen will be posted there, and of course on the website at rantemradio.com.
Let me look at this. Okay, come on, open up. You know, I was told not to use Explorer because of the...
I never use Explorer. By the way, never open Explorer on my computer, Jake. You don't use it? I don't use it, but there's a virus going around with Explorer right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I see it.
Firefox, yeah.
Somebody going through that?
No, but I just... Oh, through the mini announce table?
Yes.
I don't know.
I think...
I guess we'll find out in about 40 minutes' time.
I don't think it's going to be Hornswoggle, but I think one of the 3MB members is going to the table.
Through the mini table?
Yes.
Anyways.
Oh, Triple H is hurting the ring.
So, oh, by the way, El Torito, the favorite to win that match. Hornswoggle, the underdog. Let's see here. No, actually, wait a minute. I think I'm getting it mixed up. When you've got odds, okay, and the over under, you got one that's at 1/6, and the other one is 7/2. Who's the favorite? The 7/2, right?
Well, if you got to spend $7 to get two, yeah,
you're the favorite. Or you got no. If you spend one to get six, that's the underdog. Okay. Hornswoggle is the favorite in the match to win, then. Mm-hmm. All right. El Torito is the underdog. Let's see here. Next match on the card. Once again, if you want to call in and be a part of the show, 954-889-7268, AA The Rant, all in one word on Skype. Triple threat match. Three Paul Heyman guys will be going up against each other. Or not three. Two Paul Heyman guys and one Zeb Coulter guy. Either way, we got three people going up against each other in a triple threat match. RVD against the former Real Americans, Paul Heyman guy Cesaro, and Zeb Coulter guy Jack Swagger. Surfer, before we get to your prediction, do we think... we'll get Jake's predictions also during the pre-show here. Let's bring you close to the headset here, Jake. The WLC match. Who do you think is going to win, El Torito or Hornswoggle? Now we found out already that at ringside there's a mini announce table. Yes. So who do you think is going to win?
Probably El Torito. He always wins.
Okay.
I hate them both.
You hate them both.
No, I don't hate Hornswoggle's better though.
All right. Well, anyways. So here we go, sir, for RVD, Jack Swagger, and Cesaro triple threat match.
I'm going to go with RVD.
You're going to go with RVD. Now, that's the smart choice. But the real question I want to ask first is, will Paul Heyman attack Zeb Coulter again? Or will Zeb attack Paul Heyman?
It's going to be the other way around this time.
So you think it's going to be the other way around?
Mm-hmm.
So you think, there's nothing. Zeb can't grab Paul's ponytail, so it's because it's gone.
Yeah, but in a fight, who are you really going to take?
Zeb, because he's the former wrestler, but right. Can Zeb really wrestle anymore? Punch? Huh?
Who's more likely to throw a punch? I mean, grabbing somebody's handlebars is one thing.
Which I think that's the greatest thing all week. I mean, come on.
You know, somebody wanted to do that for a long time now.
Of course, and I'm shocked it just happened. I'm trying to actually find that picture where Heyman grabbed his handlebars. Because that was beautiful. Beautiful, I say.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. So you're going to RVD. I'm going with Cesaro on this one because Cesaro's the favorite in my eyes because RVD has nothing to work for. Swagger is a nobody, and Cesaro is the Paul Heyman guy.
Yeah, I can see why Cesaro will win because he's getting the push, but the reason why I think RVD will win because Cesaro and Swagger is going to be going at it so much, RVD will sneak right in and he may pick up the win.
Okay. Jake, Cesaro, Jack Swagger, or RVD? You're going with Cesaro. You're a Cesaro guy. So that means you're a Paul Heyman guy. All right. Well, that's good to know. Anyways, I'm also going to, like I said, I'm going with Cesaro. But of course, Cesaro is the underdog in this match. The actual favorite in the match is RVD at a 6-1 at 6-1 odds. Jack Swagger coming at 5-1. Cesaro at 2-9 odds. You know, and not good. Not good for Cesaro. Really not good. We'll have to wait and see, right? 862, you're on the air.
Evening, folks. Well, sorry for my tardy.
You're tardy?
Yeah.
Now, what the hell were you doing?
I'm taking
tickets to get into the Meadowlands.
Yeah, probably.
I'm not at the Meadowlands. I'm nowhere near East Rutherford. I'm sitting in the comfort of my living room and my couch.
All right. Well, as we continue on here, as we get closer and closer to the pre-show on the WWE Network, where we'll be calling the action during that epic encounter between El Torito and Hornswoggle, we go to Rage. And Rage, give us your thoughts and your predictions on El Torito and Hornswoggle.
Give us your little...
I don't care.
You don't care.
It's your job to care.
It's your job to care, especially now that we know that there's going to be a miniature announce table at ringside.
Excuse me?
You heard me.
Seriously, there's going to be a miniature announce table? So this whole setup, they're going to set up the whole, ringside area,
it's already there, but you know it would be great if the regular announcers had to sit there.
So they're going to have like midget announcers and the midget timekeeper and bell ringer and...
Midget is so derogatory, Rage. Be political. Oh. Be politically correct. You don't want the Little People's Association of America to come after you now.
Okay, I do apologize.
Believe me, they're going to come after you. They're going to need a stepladder, but they're going to come after you.
Call them hobbitses.
No, I'm going to call them dwarfs.
That's offensive, too.
So what am I supposed to call them? Little people?
There's a difference between a little person and a dwarf. But anyways...
What am I supposed to call them? Little people?
Little people.
That's the right word.
That's what they like.
God, okay, whatever. If you want me to pick a winner out of this, I guess I'll go with the Bull, whatever.
Okay, what about in an epic encounter between Cesaro, Jack Swagger, and RVD?
This is a triple threat match?
Yeah. No, it's a tag team
match. Cesaro.
You're going with Cesaro? Okay. All right.
Yep.
Next match on the card, and match that just was added Friday night on SmackDown. 2-on-1 handicap match when R-Truth and Xavier Woods go against...
Before Friday.
I didn't remember it being on Monday.
Yeah, they've been talking about it for a couple weeks now. It's going to be a handicap match between...
But I don't remember it being on the card until it was added on Friday. Either way. R-Truth and Xavier Woods versus Alexander Rusev in a 2-on-1 handicap match. We'll start with Rage on this one.
Give me Rusev. I like the guy.
You like Rusev. You like that Russian stuff, huh?
It doesn't matter. I mean, the guy. I just like what they're doing with him. I think he'll do fine. He had a pretty impressive, he's been looking good since he came in, so I'm rolling with him. I mean, come on, it's R-Truth and Kofi Kingston, for crying out loud. Come on.
It's not Kofi Kingston.
Hmm?
It's not Kofi.
Who is it?
It's Xavier Woods.
Xavier Woods?
Yes.
That's for him.
Which I think is a shame that they're getting squashed together.
I'll be honest. I was out on Friday night, so I didn't catch SmackDown, so I just read the spoilers. So sorry for that. But well.
All right. Jake, Xavier Woods and R-Truth versus Alexander Rusev with Lana in his corner. You're going with Alexander and Lana, even though the Lana won't actually be in the match.
Yeah, I know, but he thinks Lana's good looking too, right?
He's forget her age. Anyways,
yes, he Surfer. Does. Yes, he does. Surfer. That man knows his women.
Surfer, what about you?
It's a shame that Rusev is going to beat up on two men and squash them both.
The problem is he's oddly shaped.
Don't throw racism into a Surfer like you always do.
Rage, he's talking to me. Let the grown folks talk. Thank you.
Yeah, but don't throw racism into it.
You do you, and I'll do me. Now, Double A.
Yes.
Back to an intelligent conversation about wrestling.
Yeah.
Rusev is the hot guy, so that's what they're pushing. So that's who's going to win.
All right. I'm going with Rusev only because like Surfer said, he's the guy that's getting the push right now. He is the favorite. Actually, no, he's the underdog in this match. R-Truth and Xavier Woods. I think that's only because the people who put the odds together don't know anything about wrestling. R-Truth and Xavier Woods are the favorites to win. Alexander Rusev, the underdog. So I guess we'll just have to wait and see. Continuing on here, and we're gonna maybe slow it down just a little bit because we're running out of match cards here. Because really, this is a small card, all things considering. Divas Championship will be on the line. The Divas Champion, Paige, will defend her title against Surfer's girlfriend, Tamina Snuka, in a regular match. Surfer.
It's going to be Paige. And Tamina, I don't know why they won't give her at least somewhat of a title run, but they decided to go with Paige, so... I don't know who she know in the back or, but.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny, Chris. Chris in the chat room says that. What does Lana backwards say?
That's funny.
Anyways, so you're going with Paige. What about you, Rage?
You know where I'm going. I'm going with Paige.
You're going with Paige. And let's go over to Jake. Jake, with him, you don't even know what he said. You're going with Paige, okay.
Why would you not?
I'm going with Paige as well. I mean, we'll have to see what happens. If there's going to be anything that would prevent her from capturing the Divas title, I doubt it. But you never know. I'm going with Paige.
And Paige, you never got it.
I don't mean to cut you off, but I mean, looking at the Eyes Out Center, I mean, you could fit a War Games match in there. You could.
Right, but the thing is, Rage, when you submit your seating chart for a pay-per-view, when you put tickets for sale, you have to configure the arena in advance.
Yeah, that's true. I'm just looking at it. It looked like you could fit it in.
No, it can fit in there because, like I said, you can fit a basketball court. You could fit.
Look what they did with Sheamus. He's not even working tonight, and that guy's stack on panel table.
Anyways, we go to the WWE Television Network, where Alex Riley is being joined, or no, Josh Matthews is being joined by Sheamus. And Booker T, and my oh my, it's a very interesting panel. Sheamus and his hat.
Wait, you see them on the screen now?
Of course
I see
them. Yeah. You have technical issues.
Can I ask everyone a question? Does anyone feel in that logo that they have for Extreme Rules?
I don't know why, but they're using two different logos during the kickoff, but that's fine.
Yeah, but the logo that they're using, like, overall for the pay-per-view,
It's fine. They got to change things up once in a while.
It just looks cheesy. It's just a big X and a... whatever.
Anyways, they're in the Izod Center. I wonder if it's sold out tonight, because if it's sold out, we know that the Izod Center, being one of the bigger WWE buildings, housing it somewhere in the neighborhood of 20,000 fans. So we'll have to see what happens. Paige, of course, being the underdog in this match. Tamina going over on Paige. We'll have to see what happens there. Let's see what we got here. Oh boy. This is a huge, huge, huge betting thing here on this Intercontinental title match. WWE Intercontinental title will be on the line when the champion Big E defends against the number one contender, Wade Barrett. Bad news, Barrett, I should say. And we'll start with Jake. Jake, who do you think? Bad news, Barrett, or Big E? I know you got a friend named Big E. He laces your shoes, but you won't, you know. You don't like Bad News Barrett, but you think he's going to win tonight. All right, there you go. From a
how do you not like Bad News Barrett? Come on.
14-year-old Big Mouth who ate like a pig the other day, but I digress. Anyways, Surfer.
I'm going with Big E.
You're going with Big E on this one.
I bet you is.
And what about Rage?
I'm going with Bad News Barrett. You see the way they're pushing him. They're giving that strap to him. Come on.
I'm going to go with Barrett. Now, here's the thing. I'm going with Barrett only because they're pushing him, but that doesn't necessarily mean anything. Big E, okay, is the favorite in the match. Mm-hmm. Barrett is the underdog. Based on the numbers here, you have to bet $100 to get 30. So do the math. He's a 2. He's a... Yeah,
you got betting odds in front of you?
I got betting odds in front of me, yeah. So you got basically, you have to bet $10 to get 3 back. So, I mean, that's rough. It could be worse, I guess, right? Yeah, that's not so bad. I thought it was worse than it is. I'm looking, because they have it listed here at 100 over 30, but it's actually, it's 10 over 30, but 10 over 3, I should say. But yeah, Big E is the favorite. Bad News Barrett, the underdog. Now, our three main events is really what's going to be the bulk of the card, the crux of the card. And I guess we should go with the World Heavyweight Title match. Extreme Rules, Daniel Bryan, the champion, against Kane. We'll start with Surfer on this one. Surfer, give me your pick for the winner of this match and why. And I'm going to tell you, you tell me if, in fact, this will be the main event or not. Start.
Kane will lose. Daniel Bryan will win. This would not be the last match of the night.
Okay. Then that's you. That's, you're sticking to that.
Yes.
All right. What about you, Rage?
I'm going with Daniel Bryan, and thinking about it, I don't think this is going to be the show closer either.
You don't think it's going to be the show closer?
Nah.
No. All right. And Jake, Daniel Bryan versus, you see it, that they're talking about it here. Daniel Bryan battles the Demon tonight at Extreme Rules. Let's start with, do you think it's going to be the main event?
No.
You don't think it's going to be the main event? All right. So who's going to win this match? Daniel Bryan, the champion, or Kane, the challenger? You think Daniel Bryan's going to win? The Yes Movement will prevail tonight in East Rutherford, New Jersey, at the Meadowlands, in a building that's been around since the 60s. All right, sounds good. And I'm going with Daniel Bryan on this one, even though that Kane is the favorite in the match.
Really?
Kane is the favorite.
Wow.
And El Torito getting ready by doing a lot of Toro-ing.
Oh, I'm so sick of this.
Matadors. Hornswoggle just put on his sunglasses, courtesy of Heath Slater. He's ready to rock and roll. I got to tell you, El Torito might be a little goofy, but Hornswoggle, for some reason, fits 3MB.
Really?
I think so. I personally think. He just does. I think the silly,
he's been wanting to be a part of a group for a long time.
I think the silliness of everything that is 3MV, Hornswoggle fits perfectly.
Because he's a jobber.
It's not even the jobber part, because you know when you're a small person, you're never going to main event unless you're Rey Mysterio.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I'm just ready for this feud needs to end already. This stupid, silly feud.
It's been going on for 2 weeks, Rage. It hasn't been going on for 20 years.
This ain't
Dusty and Ric Flair that went on for 10 years.
This thing should have been the match on Raw that, you know. You get your fun moment out of Raw.
It was a match on Raw this week.
This shouldn't be a full blown feud.
Whatever. Anyways,
Am I wrong?
No, you. Yes, you are wrong.
You are wrong. I mean, we gotta have a match like this once.
Wait,
in a while.
Asking, were you wrong? I'm telling you, you are wrong. Don't tell me.
I'm asking Double A.
I said yes.
Okay. All right.
Because we have to have, once in a while, you know, a little frivolity.
Is this a WWE special event quality match? Come on.
It's a for a kickoff, sure. With that, we say hello to Phil from Turnbuckle Throwbacks.
I suppose.
Good evening, fellas. How are you?
Good. You?
I'm doing well. Doing well.
On this Extreme Rules Sunday, give us your thoughts on the classic, on the clinic that's going to be put on here in probably 10 minutes' time by El Torito and Hornswoggle, the match that everybody is talking about. Forget about the other matches on this card. This is going to be the match of the night.
This is Sky Lolo and Lord Littlebrook. Exciting. That's how. This is like 85 MSG.
Phil, are you serious?
No, I'm not, silly. What's wrong with you? Okay. I will. I'm not going to lie, though. Double A mentioned this. There might be a small table there. If they do a spot where they have a mini table, I will mark out. That's a given. That's hysterical. I think it's hysterical. So I don't know. I have no. Use
oh,
for
there
that.
They are.
Uh oh.
Wait a minute. Let's pipe the audio up.
Let's go up to our ring announcer. Lillian has really changed. Thank God.
That's
the following is
we got a little fella as the ring announcer, and this guy with an enormous forehead. I've never seen a forehead that size before.
The middle look more like JR than he do Michael Cole.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, is this like? They even got a ring in. Come on, man. And a friggin' ref. Come on,
let
man.
Let me turn the audio down here. As we go to this match,
people work.
Isn't this a bit much? And how much did they pay these people to do this?
We're gonna have to figure out everything that's going on here as we call the action. I tell you, this is different. That foreheaded though is enormous.
They can do the replay off his forehead.
Oh my God, that is just that. That's one of the biggest foreheads I've ever seen in my
Who
life.
Forehead,
the ring announcer.
They're not even zoomed in on him.
Oh my God! I've never seen a forehead like that in my life.
I still love the fact that two Puerto Ricans played two Mexicans. That's my favorite part of this whole thing right now.
Yeah, that's
awesome.
True.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is
what
awesome.
What do you mean? They are Mexican.
Oh, God.
They're not. They're Puerto Rican.
Stop lying to me.
They're Puerto Rican.
Next thing you know, you're going to say El Torino's not Mexican.
Poor surfer. We broke
him. He probably isn't even Hispanic.
And if those of you... for God's sakes. Anyways... For those of you who have your Mountain Dew starts ready, go ahead and pop them open because apparently that's tonight's sponsor. Here comes 3MB with Hornswoggle. Actually, I like those graphics; they're pretty cool. Anyways, but that forehead is just—it's just upsetting.
I can't even see. I like to get. Can they get a shot of the man?
They've shown plenty of things. I mean, that guy.
Oh God, I could
that guy.
Oh,
that guy is an East like a walking Easter Island statue. You know. But anyways, let's pipe it up and get the announcers here.
Oh, I'm sad.
Oh.
We're going to hear what the
announcer. What about the hair on that micro cold? Woo! I wish I had a head of hair like that.
Oh, my God. One of the announcers is called Micro Cole.
I got a question. What's the Wii LC part? When does that come into play?
I have no clue. We just don't know if that's the actual
point
of
mean point.
Anyways, as the action gets underway, we've got El Torito doing a Hunacarana to Hornswoggle on the outside. Members of 3MB looking over on Hornswoggle, making sure he's okay. As El Torito jumps over the second rope down onto 3MB on the outside. Oh, man, it's just...
Who's that cracking up?
That's Little Phil.
I hate being like 15 seconds behind you, Double A.
Yeah, me too. I'm 15 seconds behind, too. I think me and Surfer have the same feed.
Yeah, but Surfer's always 15 seconds behind everything.
None of us should be, because we have the same network. It's not like...
Yeah, but you guys...
Okay, Double A, what time mark is your...
7:18
countdown timer saying
7:16 now.
I'm at 17:35.
I'm at 25.
Well, anyways, oh my God, El Torito just pulled out a mini chair and is going into the ring right now. Hornswoggle in the corner, the referee looking chair. On here, and it seems it's one of those chairs that
my little nephew got a chair that size.
Oh my God, El Torito into the corner, goes up to the top rope, does a headstand. On the top turnbuckle, and now is giving Hornswoggle a Bronco Buster in the corner as the referee is doing nothing to admonish El Torito. 3MB very angry, very upset with this official.
You think they got?
I bet cash money. He's going to a step ladder is going to be
Jinder Mahal in the ring. Just hit the referee with his foot by accident.
You think they got these wrestlers from Hogan?
Hornswoggle.
Yeah, they did.
Hornswoggle is trying to grab El Torito by the tail. Here we go. There's
look at
one
pimping out the MCW like that.
One gore to Jinder Mahal here as Hornswoggle goes to the corner. They're looking now for some plunder, as Dusty Rhodes would say, and Hornswoggle with the mini ladder.
Who is that cracking up?
I already said it.
That's my son.
I already said that a thousand times. Man. Rage.
Rage, you're the only one.
I told you. They were going to pull out a friggin' step ladder. I told you.
Here we go. They pulled out a bigger ladder now.
He slayed his shirt. He looks like a roadie for Winger.
Here we go. Climbing the ladder. His Hornswoggle. The object of this match is the first to get a pinfall or submission in this match. As Hornswoggle climbs the ladder, I don't know what he's climbing for, but he goes to the top of the ladder here. And now it looks like he's shaking that he's at the top of the ladder. The referee looking up at Hornswoggle, who looks to be very nervous that he's on top of this ladder. And everybody's looking for Hornswoggle to jump off the top of the ladder. He jumps and he misses El Torito, who gets up. As the referee with that gigantic forehead, roll up. 1, 2. So Hornswoggle kicks out.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
Oh, God.
And my family's fixated on the TV.
Oh,
and
my
the
God.
Room is silent.
Hornswoggle hits a power bomb, hits a massively little power bomb on El Torito as we go to the first commercial break during this match. We want to remind everybody while the match is on commercial break that if you are listening to us live, don't forget to join us in the chat room, be a part of the discussion during the pay-per-view.
That was a mini bomb.
Let me finish the promo. And as we chat during the pay-per-view, and of course, don't forget, if you can't be a part of any of the discussions in the chat room or any of the shows and you want match results as they happen, make sure you follow us on Twitter at RantEMRadio. And of course, we want to remind everybody to listen to all the shows here on the network. The Rant on Tuesday night at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. for you people in the UK. Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wednesday nights at 9. Thursday, we don't have a show. Friday, brand new episode of the Lex Podcast. Saturday, the Wrestling Call-In Show live at 11 p.m. with William Morgan. Then on Sunday, next Sunday, the What Are You Reading comic book show returns to 6 p.m. live with Surfer, Jordan Cobb, and a cast of comic book fans alike. And we'll have more shows, more specials, and things like that on this network as we progress. The next time we'll be bringing you pay-per-view coverage will be a month from today, Sunday, June 1st, for WWE Payback. Our coverage begins at 7 p.m. right here, rantemradio.com, as they promo this Thursday's Legends House, where they become Chippendales dancers. We go back to the arena now, where Hornswoggle and Los Matadores, or not Hornswoggle, 3MB and Los Matadores are now fighting on the outside, as Hornswoggle and El Torito are trying to do their own thing. The referee trying to calm everybody down, but the match just getting out of hand.
Yeah, you're way ahead of me, too.
Oh, well.
That's all right.
I'm still looking at a freaking
Legends House commercial.
Legends House
promo. Oh, my God.
I'm back to action now.
Fernando just had a hip toss into a small table on the outside. And
okay, what would this be if it's not a slobber knocker? What would be a smaller version of that? Oh, you went through a mini table.
He went through a mini table on the outside.
There you go.
And Hornswoggle now back in the ring with the steel chair. He does a big old an ass flop right onto El Torito. Torito laid out on the mat. Now Hornswoggle says he's going to go flying, and he's calling for a moonsault. Or no, wait a minute. Hornswoggle with the modified version of the Rolling Thunder on El Torito. Torito now hurt on the outside.
Hornswoggle put on some weight, huh?
Too many beers.
Maybe that looks like the same old weight he been had.
He's a bit dumpy.
That's a tall ass JBL for a little person. Hornswoggle now dismantling the announce table at ringside, and let's pipe up the audio here and see what the announcers are saying.
Oh my goodness! I can't believe this. I can't believe what's happening here.
Hornswoggle now going to the apron, looking down at El Torito, who's sprawled out on the announce table.
They announced people, but they're not announcing, are they?
They are announcing. Hornswoggle with the arm, with the elbow to El Torito through the announce table. Oh my God. Both now are laid out at ringside. 3MB trying to get Hornswoggle to get back into the ring. As we continue on here to action, they're going to replay what just happened with the Hornswoggle and El Torito on the elbow through the announce table. Jinder Mahal now looking for something a little bit bigger to help Hornswoggle, and he pulls out a normal size ladder and is setting it up in the ring. Oh my goodness! And I don't know. I have no clue what Jinder Mahal just did to El Torito.
Sponsored by Juicy Drop.
But it was obscene. Whatever Jinder just did.
Jinder my bulls. There he is.
Anyways, there's a mini table being set up. The announcers now don't have a place to announce.
Good.
They're left without the table at ringside.
Rage says good.
This has been a classic.
I mean, we thought Edge, Christian, the Dudleys, and the Hardys was something special, but my goodness.
They got a little table for crying out loud. Oh,
this is awesome.
This is a bit much.
This might be the match of the night, fellas.
I think it will be the match tonight.
This is a bit much now. Come on. This is a bit much for a pre-show.
Oh, my. Where the hell did all those normal tables come from?
Something good for the pre-show match. They're delivering.
This is the best Hornswoggle match I've seen in a long time.
After this, I want to see a little person's division in WWE after this.
Down some blood.
We just had a high spot from
on tables.
Heath Slater.
Rules, so you gotta have tables, lads, and chairs.
I don't know what Hornswoggle is trying to do now. He's climbing the ladder with the help of 3MB. El Torito at the top of the ladder. Fernando and Diego now got a hold of Jinder Mahal. El Torito do a big old holy Christ. There's a big old high spot.
I want to see a little person's TLC match. All the members.
Are you not paying attention?
All the members of 3MB Los Matadores and El Torito just went crashing through a stack of tables and ladders on the outside. All members are hurt.
And my family just saw it.
He is marking. Oh, my God. He's going nuts.
Oh! My wife and my son said, oh, at the same time. Yes! And the family goes nuts at the Decadome.
Big, big high spot. For and now it seems that we've said the hell with the miniature furniture. We have now gone to normal size furniture.
Guys alive, by the way.
This is an all right match. Drew McIntyre jumps over the top rope through the table on the outside as El Torito goes out of the way. Drew McIntyre now out cold on the outside. El Torito with the small chair on the outside as Hornswoggle goes back into the ring. And we're prepping.
Is that ref going to do something? He's just standing there.
It's an extreme rules match, Rage.
What the hell do you want?
He could have sworn that.
Good job, dude.
And let's see what we got going on here. Oh, my God. One, two, three, El Torito picks up the victory in this match.
This has been the best non-title pre-match they've had in like a half a year.
There we go.
I thought he wasn't supposed to have headshots in the WWE.
And now Michael Cole just said that the little ring announcer looks like Tony Chimmel.
Oh, that's terrible.
At least the face does. Anyways, as we send it back up to East Rutherford, New Jersey for more action.
The money's worth.
Here we go, the replay.
To this match. This was an exciting ending to a match. Let me tell you, to end it any other way.
Foreheads on these people, I tell you.
JBL has got good hair.
JBL does have good hair. These guys are actually really good commentators. I like them.
You guys want to stick around?
You guys should stick around. Your table's gone.
You want to do our job for us, or you want us to do our job for you? It's your choice. You can go home to Memphis early.
Yeah. Right,
so we've got JB Elf, Michael Cole, and I don't know who the king is. Byron Saxton now going to talk to somebody backstage. He's talking to Zeb Coulter. And as we continue on with our coverage here, let's go back to our... We got 5 minutes left. We got two more matches left to cover. The Shield versus Evolution. Let's go around the room, see who's going to win these two matches that'll close out tonight's program. Let's start with Phil. Phil, the Shield, Evolution, who are you going with?
I'm taking the Shield. Roman Reigns has been a beast on solo matches with Randy Orton the last couple of weeks. I think the momentum's just going to pick up, and I'd like the Shield tonight.
Okay, what about you, Surfer?
I think Evolution needs to win if you're going to drag this out.
All right, Rage.
Give me the Shield.
Jake, the Shield versus Evolution. You're going with the Shield. I'm going with Evolution on this one only because I have a premonition and a hunch of something going down tonight.
And that is?
I don't know what it is. I just have a hunch. I just have a hunch. You can have a hunch and not know what it is.
This is true.
How does that work?
It works very simple, Rage. Very simple.
How does that work?
And to be honest with you, what I believe will be your main event tonight, John Cena versus Bray Wyatt inside a steel cage. We'll start with Surfer. Surfer,
Bray Wyatt.
Okay. You're going with Bray. Especially, so you think Bray's going to take it? You think that they're going to continue with the feud, or this is going to be a turning point for John Cena where we may get a different John Cena soon?
I don't know.
Are you lying to us, Surfer? Are you lying to us?
Rage, be quiet. All Bray Wyatt has to do is get out the cage. That's what I think he's going to do.
Okay.
But that's not what you want.
Rage.
I'm going with Bray Wyatt all the way. This whole push, they can't push him and have him lose to Cena like this. It makes him. That's just. this would be all for nothing, and I really don't want to see that. So I'm going with Bray Wyatt. He better win this. He better win this.
All right. What about you, Phil?
I like Bray Wyatt also. I got to go with the Young Buck. I think with the performance he had at Mania and the stuff leading up to it, they'll drag it out. I like Bray Wyatt.
Okay. Jake, Bray Wyatt, John Cena, Steel Cage. You're going with Bray Wyatt, even though you don't like Bray. He's all right. Okay. Well, I'm going with Bray Wyatt, too. John Cena picked up the victory at WrestleMania, so it's time for Bray to go over, and I think Bray's going to go over in a big way on this. I think it's going to be a big turning point for John Cena, and I believe, that tonight will be the night. Not that we're going to see the turn of John Cena, but I have a feeling the seeds are going to be planted for a new John Cena to come going into the summer.
One can only hope.
Anyways, we want to remind everybody once again that if you're listening to us live, to be a part of the chat room, go to rantemradio.com right now. Go into the chat room. The discussion will be going on during the course of the entire event. And, of course, we'll be here at 11 p.m. with a post-show recapping everything that went down. And, of course, we'll be taking your phone calls and your chat comments live on the air at 11 p.m. once Extreme Rules has come to a close. Listening to us on the go and you want match results as they happen, don't forget Twitter. At Rant EM Radio, and of course on the website rantemradio.com. Listen to all the shows on iTunes, Facebook, Podbean, and things like that. We'll recap the full lineup, the full schedule of this network during the post show. We want to remind everybody, enjoy the show. We'll see you in 3 hours time. So for Phil, Rage, Surfer, and everybody in the chat room, I'm Double A. We'll see you in 3 hours. Later.
Later.